With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
Oh, is it good to hear your voice, Kathy?
Thank you so much. Just had a fascinating interview with a reverend from the South African Satanic Church. They just registered you did. But Colin's actually weighing in. He says, you've got to love his devil may care attitude from the reverend. Okay.
You're terrible. I'm so going to out you.
No, no, you know what? I just find it fascinating. You know, I'm a work in progress and I'm very secure with my belief system. You know, the more I learn about it, the more secure I get. But I'm not threatened by other people's belief systems. The most intimate,
you know what? It's very scary. Very small people are threatened. I love hearing other, but you know that I'm the leftist on my station. You know, on Israel News Talk Radio.
Yeah,
I love, as long as nobody hurts anybody else, as long as nobody is hellbent on injuring people or silencing the voices of others in an ugly way, I love hearing it. I love hearing intelligent dialogue, even if it goes against my innate belief system. But that's not what we're going to talk about today, Kathy.
No, because apparently it's not okay. It is okay to be not okay.
Yeah, I would have added a third line to that. It's okay. You know, not okay, it's okay. No one's okay. And especially during this time, you know, we very often we create these kind of artificial bravado. We walk out. But everybody is, in my opinion, experiencing some sort of mourning. I mean, look, there are those who have really lost loved ones to this terrible, this scourge. But many of us are mourning the freedoms that we took for granted, mourning jobs, mourning laughter, mourning partying, mourning gathering in our congregation and, in our respective congregations, even if it's shuffleboard. And these things we can't take for granted anymore. And I remember, I just wanted to share a story. And I'm so happy it's you, Kathy, because I think that, no, these things that, you know, girl to girl, we can talk about. I remember I had a friend once who was in medical school. Well, he finished medical school. But he told the story that he was choking once on a lozenge. And he was in a lecture hall with 300 soon-to-be-graduated physicians. And when he choked on this lozenge, he did something. He did the first thing he did. He stood up and he ran out of the hall.
Wow.
To himself. And it was a very, interestingly, psychologically speaking, it was very typical. There he was in a room with 300 people who could have done an easy Heimlich.
Yeah.
You know, the Heimlich maneuver. And instead, he was so embarrassed, naturally, that he ran. He ended up doing it himself, throwing himself over a chair or a garbage or railing or something. But I was thinking about that in terms of people who are losing it, people who are having trouble getting out of bed in the morning, people who are frightened, people who have been so out of touch with their loved ones, people who didn't even know that they were huggers until hugging was taken away from them, that option. And some of them are ashamed. And one of the things that I would encourage people to do is to connect with others, even if it's putting up a post on a Facebook group and saying, I'm frightened, I'm sad. Is anybody else feeling that? Do you want to Zoom tonight? Creating groups where they could just give each other a kind word to encourage one another, or a check-in group.
Can I just say something on that about Facebook? Is that
sure.
I think that it is counterfeit for real friendships and real relationships. I think that it's very useful if somebody's feeling isolated and alone and lonely and needs to reach out, they can post something like that. But if you see somebody posting something like that, please don't just put a message. Pick up the phone and call that person. It is the same thing as if someone posts that they've just lost a beloved pet or a family member. Don't just put a sad face. Please pick up the phone, be a human being, and connect with that person. You are not connecting with anybody when you're on Facebook. I'm just putting that out there.
I generally agree with you, Kathy, but sometimes they can't make that connection. And I do believe that somebody, I've seen people who didn't know each other in real life commiserate and pour their hearts out to people who actually did become friends. I think there's a slippery slope, and I think it can be very dangerous. I think you're right. But I think if a person is in crisis, throw a rope and see who grabs it. It might be a mistake, but it might be a lifeline.
No, 100%. 100%.
I'm just saying that. The other thing, I just wanted to throw this out.
Yes.
Before we get cut off. I came across an article in the Washington Post, a fabulous article on mourning from this man whose husband of 34 years, this guy, he's a known guy, Terry Caliber. He's a wonder. He's a New York mover shaker in the world of aging. And his partner, his husband, died. It was very public. It was very humiliating. It was very terrible. And he writes this article about don't fight grief, but surrender to it. And I would say that people are grieving today. I just love that line. People are grieving, but we don't have to make it our mantra and we don't have to make it our entire narrative. We can put a timer on it, but reach out. Let somebody else know about you. Even if you don't know people, even if you've kind of stayed hidden, call a helpline. And if you're in trouble and you can't, seek professional help. That's what they're there for.
100%. 100%.
And the last thing I just wanted to say is that, you know, by joining others, even if it's hard, write me a note, Andrea@israelnewstalkradio.com. I will put you in touch with someone, and together we can, out of grief, we can find hope, we can light the world together, and begin to look past this in different ways. We don't have to have a timer on it, sure. But we have to know it will pass if we just connect arms together.
Amazing. Andrea, thank you so much. I'm so sorry we are out of time, but
sure.
I wish you a Shabbat Shalom and lovely to connect with you again because we are speaking.
Duh.
We're not liking one another's posts on Facebook. I'm just saying.
Miss you, Kathy. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Okay. Yes, it is.